Reevaluation of the Grace Elemental Alliance participation of potential human representative members. Peter, 14th March 2015. Dear God, I am of incorruptible matter at infinite speed. I would like to call upon the Alliance to offer some rationale and understanding about why things are not flowing with those who have been given the opportunity to join us and play a major role within the discourses of the Elemental Grace Alliance. Any information would be gratefully received. Bless you. We are always present, and we would most certainly like to look at this potential again with you. As you know only too well, everyone, every human being can only make decisions based on what they desire for themselves at the time in accordance with their levels of awareness. This is the personal aspect of human nature, not the impersonal one. This is not a bad thing at all. It is a very dominant trait. However, of the human characteristic and makeup, and one that has always played a very dominant part of any connection or communication with the higher realms. We understand this and have great patience in these situations. The problem that you face regarding your desire to create such a profound alliance and plan is that there are not enough people who can see, or should be say, feel into the new dynamics of creating from within the void, a place of no experience, a position of being wholly within the unknown. Virtually every human on Earth creates and makes decisions based on past experiences, and thus their creations remain connected to and linked into such old beliefs and program patterns, and so continue to repeat all the same old creations and manifestations. Again, we are not suggesting that this is negative or bad, but it is a reality of what continues within the human framework of existence and the foundation of all egoic decision-making. An experience such as what is being proposed as the Elemental Grace Alliance has never been attempted before, and in so, being has no link to the past or the future. There are no experiences to base its creation upon, no expectation other than the human ones as to the result, and so the potential experiences cannot be registered from a human standpoint. Therefore, for those who you have connected thus far, it plays no real significant part within their present lives. They seesaw it as a wonderful opportunity, but due to their own personal realities, it has yet no bearing on their lives, and so simply takes a back seat, one that they are not really paying any real attention to. You know the saying, and we say it so often in the messages that Spirit gives all over the planet. Any are called, but few respond. Their intentions are pure enough, and their hearts began to race, and their awareness and intuition shouted out, "Yes, I hear the call, and I will listen to this call, and I shall respond." Then a day or week or month passes them by. Their enthusiasm starts high, and as their life takes over once again, the enthusiasm diminishes until it is no longer part of their awareness any longer. A distant thought or feeling that may or may not ever return. And so, the past beliefs and programs continue to lead them. That is why Spirit makes the same calls, sends the same messages over and over and over again. Humans do not listen, not really. They hear, yet they do not listen. They look, yet they do not see. We are being very general here. We do this as not to make this point too labored or directed at anyone specifically, because in truth, everyone is different. Everyone has their own issues and lives to live their own free will and governance. Do you remember what we shared with you not so long ago about the synchronization of energies that would be required for this alliance to become successful? We told you that one of the major lack of correspondences that may yet play out is that because none of you are within physical meeting distance, the synergies that you yourself know will be required simply may not be available. This is now coming to the forefront as a reality, and so we have to acknowledge it as a fact of life, and so as a condition that is proving too difficult to effectively allow the Alliance to continue under the previous considerations as members from within the physical realms, especially when other dear souls are not in perfect alignment with your visionary intentions. This now requires your close attention so that you can make alternative arrangements, especially in light of the continuing imbalances within the realms of the elemental and nature kingdoms. It is time, Peter, to make some new choices that will support the manifestation of this alliance, and to allow those who once showed enthusiasm to join you to now continue to do their own personalized work. For without absolute commitment to this impersonal calling, what is awaiting to be shared may never see its potential, may never see the light of day. You know that for everyone called forth to do very specific work who does not respond, there is another waiting in the ranks to take their place. You know this only too well from your experience in Florida with Archangel Michael. Time cannot be allowed to pass any longer in waiting, for this calling is so important to what is happening around the globe. No obstacle is too large to surmount one way or another. The weather patterns are continuing to change and are increasingly becoming more and more violent. Make no mistake, the elementals need no support from humanity to clean up the miscreations of humanity. But if left to their powers of manifestation, Earth will make many physical changes that will raise and sink lands, flood and create drought like never known to humanity, and the impersonality of the elementals shall take no prisoners. Many lives will be lost and tremendous devastation will come that will make human life even more of a misery. Remember the tsunami of Indonesia? This is nothing as to the potentials that are now appearing upon the future event horizon. This is not a fear-based statement. It is simply a fact that humanity must be aware of if the changes they seek for the Earth are going to be made manifest and a mass ascension made possible. We bring to your awareness again to the body elementals. As above, so below, the body elementals are simply the microcosm of the macrocosm. Give this some thought, for indeed the reflections are there to pay attention to. Please make this known to all who you speak to from this time forth. You read the last channel about Aries, the director of the air elementals, and the work they are being forced to do to clean up the Earth's atmosphere due to pollution and chemical infestation by mankind. They have the power and might to do so, but cleansing at these levels will be absolute and complete. You have heard of the recent hurricanes in the Pacific Basin all in the past few weeks. These are not physical illusions, and they will only get worse if humanity does not wake up sooner rather than later. All this spiritual glamour and superficial exposure will soon be brought back into perspective, for this too really has no place within human growth when it comes to finding peace within one's own life or indeed peace on Earth. Spiritual glamour is not helping create peace on Earth. Not really. Humanity is so blind to what is happening in their ignorance, arrogance, and denial of the elementals, it is becoming imperative that new opportunities and information must come. If humanity is ever going to see beyond the illusions of fear-based creations and belief patterns, the Elemental Grace Alliance is in its readiness to continue immediately. It cannot wait for anyone any longer who cannot give absolute commitment to it. Take the reins, dear one. You have not forced anything as requested thus far, and allowed those who felt the call to respond as they saw fit in accordance to the law of free will. And now we ask that you proceed as you are once again being inspired to do. We hope that this has provided a clear and direct reply to your request. In faith and love, we respond. Until next we speak. Blessings of love and joyous light. Peter, thank you once again for all your directness and clear explanations. I love you. It was obvious to me now that I had to place an ultimatum to all those who originally wished to be a part of the Elemental Grace Alliance. I could not wait any longer and had to write to each personally and ask for their responses immediately or their resignation of membership. I had to go on now with or without them. Sadly, the replies and no replies indicated that no one could commit to the work due to their own personal life commitments and private agendas. It was clear now that I was once again without the support of any other associate human channels who desired to join the Alliance. I was seriously at a loss now as to how to proceed. Time was passing very quickly, and the impetus of flow in the energies had waned again virtually to a standstill. I completely understood what my colleagues were going through and how life does get in the way of one's purity of intent. Time for me also now began to be filled with my own commitments and my daily workload, my need to earn and maintain a reasonable life schedule, and in truth actually brought the Elemental Grace Alliance to a halt. Nothing was happening on my part either now. It was the 15th of May, 2015, before I could find the time to get back to my duties as I saw them. Yet in saying this, there was not a day that went by that I did not feel the energies of the Alliance or the inherent pull to get me back on track. Being human is without doubt a tough responsibility, especially when it comes to survival mode and not succumbing to the pressures of normal everyday life of earning a living. I find it hard at the best of times, and I am sure pushes spirit to the edge of giving up on me also and simply letting me go my own way. But what other choices do we have as humans? I need to earn money like anyone else. It is a fact of human life. Yet what can you do? I had to simply allow what was transpiring to unfold, knowing that when the moment arrived that was ripe again, I would pull myself together and fully engage with spirit in the alliance again. A few days later, I got the calling I was waiting for to get off my proverbial and dive once again into the Alliance Council proposal. I saw on television what was happening in Nepal with the earthquakes over the past 2 weeks and the numbers that have lost their lives, not to mention those displaced and left without everything but what they stood up in. The elementals were once again showing us their might, not with ill intent or malice, just that time and cosmic alignments must continue as they will, and as we as humanity have the choices to act or not to act as the case may be, shall provide the impetus or not for the elementals to respond to the Earth's recalibration it needs from a physical level. I sincerely believe that if we can change our mind about how we think as humanity en masse, we can avert such catastrophes in the future. I know this from my own past experiences when I was asked to assist in the stabilization of the tectonic plates of the San Andreas fault line near Vancouver. For the purpose of information only here, and the interest of those who may read this, I will enclose the unfoldment of events back in 2007 to show the potentials we all have available to us as human beings if we set our minds to it. We were a handful of individuals from all over the world. At the time, I was being downloaded with visions and images of star codes, but never really had any detailed information about them individually. Wow, I have just copied this information from my last book, and the references regarding Nepal have really struck a chord within me, especially after what I have just written on the previous page. Meanwhile, here is the information about the steadying of the tectonic plates of the San Andreas Fault with the use of cosmic alignment, God consciousness that is grounded, indeed anchored, through human physicality, commitment, and consciousness. Beginning of the excerpt from my book, Kluk and the Clucking Stones, here is a copy of my communique insight through Patah.